PFT Media.
And welcome back to another Half True History.
Boom!
Embracing the myths, analyzing them, and creating a few on our way. I am your host, Professor Dan P., and we are going to talk a little bit of history. Over here, of course, super producer Chris Crespo.
What up?
I hit the button and
it
happened. Oh,
it
didn't work.
It's fine. Okay. Don't worry about it.
And of course, here, my co-host, my Jugalion to my Liu Bei.
Oh, croissant.
Pedro.
Hello, everybody.
Pedro.
Dan.
What do you know about China?
China? I know. Oof.
Oh, boy. Careful, Pedro.
I know. No.
Yeah, they're our new market these days. We got to be nice to them.
Second biggest podcast market in the
world. Right.
I know.
Marvel's
communism?
Yes. Yeah, they got that going for them.
Got it? I got it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
boom. Point. Give me point. Hit it. No, what that's the? Not the one. You don't got something like ka-ching. Something.
Take this.
That's too long.
It's a backpack for your journey.
The wall? I know the wall.
They got the wall.
I know Mulan.
Mm-hmm.
About to come out in theaters.
Yeah. I know Mulan. I know Kung Fu came out of China.
Yes.
I know that the Japanese and the Chinese don't really like each other.
Definitely not.
Very true.
Okay. I know the British took a part of China.
Yeah.
And then the Chinese, after they started making bootleg iPods, got it back.
Right. 99, they got
hard. Coronavirus. China.
They're
eating crazy shit over there, bro.
Bats
and pangolin. It's a pangolin? I think it's the animal. It's a scaly mammal.
Like an armadillo thing, right?
Yeah, like an armadillo.
Yeah.
And apparently it has the DNA for the coronavirus.
Yeah.
And these motherfuckers... Sorry, my bad. These guys are eating like every single wild animal like it's Temple of Doom.
Right.
Kind of ordeal. Like, here's a monkey brain thing, mm-hmm. You know. Gonna eat a bat. Like, they didn't even clean the bat. They just throw the bat in the soup.
Right.
Like, it's but again, it's like they got a lot of people there. They gotta make up food.
Yeah.
Then they have to. There's not that many rice paddies over there.
The big population has been a problem for hundreds of years with them.
Oh, has it?
Absolutely. Okay. It's always been a problem with them.
Okay.
So
that's why they're so little. And so frail.
See, now this is where you start going off the deep end.
But it's true. Japanese, they got the sumo guys.
Right.
Chinese guys don't got sumo guys.
They have a pipeline of 7-foot Chinamen. What are you talking about? Yao Ming?
You think he's
the only one? They have a whole basketball league over there.
Yeah.
They got giants roaming that land. Be careful what you say. They'll come over here and close.
But is he Mongolians? There's some Mongolian...
There's a few. I mean, one in every, I think.
Yao Ming got to be somewhat.
75 or 100 Chinese are connected DNA to Genghis Khan. So,
yeah.
But how many are connected to Charles Bronson?
Yeah, Charles Bronson's Chinese.
Is he?
No, he's from Mongolia.
From Mongolia.
Sorry. I believe it.
He's like, my daughter is related to Genghis Khan.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense now that I think about it.
Death wish. I wish it was dead.
I really wish I had seen Charles Bronson in a Genghis Khan movie now.
Yeah.
We got John Wayne.
Right.
As Hello, Pilgrim.
I'm going to take apart those Chinese for the glory of the heart.
That's hilarious. Think about it. Like, an executive said, you know what? We got to make this Genghis Khan movie. Get me the whitest,
countryest guy. Get me the Duke.
Which, it was weird because you read this report as an executive had wanted Julia Roberts.
Yeah, like 20 years ago, someone suggested Julia Roberts for a Harriet Tubman movie.
Wow.
Yeah, this is back in the late 90s. The argument being that it was so long ago, no one really remembers. You would love that as a history podcast host. The guy was like, no one remembers Harriet Tubman.
Nobody remembers the movie that came out this year, though.
No, it wasn't that great of a movie.
That's the one with the girl that got nominated?
Yes.
Harriet. And I didn't even know. I thought... The movie came and went.
That Judy Garland movie both came and went, but they still got nominated for those performances, which is weird. Anyway.
You watch the Oscars?
Yeah.
Can you decipher?
That was weeks ago,
Can you decipher?
That was weeks ago.
I know, it's been bothering me. Can you decipher what Renee Zellweger was saying?
The most rambliest, worst speech ever.
This is what I feel.
It was terrible.
I felt that Joaquin Phoenix went over there to talk about milk and cows.
Yeah.
And overall, his message.
And cancel culture and be giving people second chances.
That's the part. And I know everybody's going to nitpick the whole speech, but the whole thing about the cancel culture, which is absolutely. You got to let people learn from their mistakes and give them the ability to grow, not just get ready to chop them at their first mistake and then have them live with that mistake forever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So as long as he went and blah, 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 that's great. Then I think Renee Zellweger saw that.
She was like, I need to have a powerful speech.
And she and then she wins and she goes, now it's my turn, and here I go with my speech. Mm-hmm.
Which was not a good speech.
And, oh my God.
It was a bad speech. I'm sorry it's been bothering you for so many weeks, but we really need to get back to this episode.
Okay, sorry. China. Okay. China. Well, I bring it up because Renee Zellweger now looks Chinese, but go ahead.
There we go.
All right, there's a connection made.
Right.
Okay.
Loop it.
One of the things you would not connect China with would be Christianity.
Okay.
It's not something that you connect the two with.
Right.
It's a very low population, those who are Christian in China. But the Christians did try to convert many Chinese in the beginning.
What do you mean in the beginning?
In the beginning when they first made contact with China, in about 1600s.
No, they're not Buddhist. What's their...
They take a little bit of everything. They're Buddhist, Taoist, Confucianist.
Wait, come on. Hold up. Buddhist?
Right. Taoist.
Taoist?
Yeah, Confucianist. Taoism.
Okay. Confucius?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And there's also Zen Buddhism. Like, there's types of Buddhism, too.
Phil Jackson.
And there's also... Yeah. And then there's local tribal religions that each village has and such,
really?
Too. Yeah.
And then there's also Big Trouble Little China-style old-school black magic.
Right.
Really?
Yeah, why
they
not?
Take a little
Muslim,
bit of everything.
There's some Muslims in
there. There's some Muslims in Western China. Like, it's... You know, I hate to make the analogy, but yeah, this is like a buffet. They just kind of take a little bit of everything.
China buffet.
Yeah.
But I say the reference, Big Trouble Little China, at one point they do talk about the belief system in China. And
it's like
they
a buffet.
It's like it's a buffet. We take a little bit of what we want from all the religions, and then we throw away the rest.
Which is one of the reasons why Christianity does not take a big hold in China. Because they come in there like, hey, we got Christianity. It's all about loving your neighbor. And China's like, okay, cool. We got that goal. Mm-hmm. It's all about charity and the poor should be equal to the rich. And they're like, all right,
we're good.
Yeah. And it's all about worshiping one thing and one thing only.
One man and man only.
One God.
What's he look like?
No, let's not talk about that. Lord. But one God, you worship him.
Okay.
No others. You can't have any other religion.
That should go well with a Buddhist.
Wait a minute.
Taoist.
Just that,
society.
So it fell apart.
I just figured when they show in the brochure and it's like the white guy with the abs, be like, wait, he doesn't look like me.
Right.
Why am I going to vote for this guy?
So the marketing campaign was not very good there.
See, a soccer player was with the long hair.
Mm-hmm. Needed a better PR company.
It was really bad.
To get, make the inroads in with the locals.
The actual only the best chance Christianity actually had was with a man named Hong Zhaoquan.
Sounds French.
He does it now. Hong Zhaoquan was a Chinese, I would say, lower official at the time.
Okay.
We're looking at the 1800s. Mm-hmm. And if you want to cue up the Norman Greenbaum here.
Oh, yes, I got that. That's...
Look at Dan acting music producer here.
Right. But he has another nickname.
Oh, this song.
Hong Zhaoquan, as he tells everyone. He's known as Jesus' half-brother.
That's his intro.
That's what he believes he is. Yep. Hong Ju Kwan is a, is an interesting figure in
this
history.
Is such a good song.
Yeah.
Has a good riff.
Makes me think of like hanging out at an amusement park in the 1960s.
And then you start listening to the lyrics and be like...
Right?
I don't...
Yeah, let me get the instrumental version of this song.
Yeah.
Jesus is half brother. Does it make him half the son of... half God? Oh boy, this is opening up a can of worms
this
here.
This is a whole thing. Oh, well, half brother because different mother.
Chad Vader?
Oh, okay. Different mother.
Mother.
Right.
There's so, Chad same, Vader. Same
Chad Vader.
And Hong Christ.
Hong Christ. So, okay. The origin of how he gets to this location.
Yes, we need to know.
Right. Hong Ju Kwan is born into, like I said, a low-level, like upper middle-class family.
Uh-huh.
And his entire life, he's trained to take the civil service exams.
Okay.
These are these big 3-day-long exams that you basically spent your whole childhood and everything studying for.
Okay.
And they locked you in a room for 3 days and you took these exams. However well you did is what job you got in the government. So that was it. That was your make or break.
Oh.
So it was a lot of pressure to pass these exams. Now, you could fail and try it again, but every single time it would look more and more unfavorably on you.
Sure. Yeah, you want the lawyer that has to take the bar exam 10 times, or you want the one that passes it on the first try?
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, you get people in history who came from Hong's position, you know, upper middle class, lower middle class, and end up becoming prime ministers and something like that because they just have the aptitude for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Hong is not one of those people.
It's a merit-based system.
He fails 3 times.
Oof.
And 3 times, imagine studying for everything, being locked in a room for 3 days, mm-hmm. and then failing. Studying, locked in a room for 3 days. He has a nervous breakdown.
Oh, there it is.
He has a nervous breakdown.
There it is.
Uh-huh. And he spends some time at home, kind of in the fetal position for a while. And at the time, in that little village, there is a missionary, a Catholic missionary there, who is trying to preach the word of God to the local inhabitants of China.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so he begins talking to this person. He gets his Bible. He starts reading his Bible. Again, half-crazed, nervous breakdown, reading his Bible. And he starts to get visions and dreams. And he believes God is speaking to him. And that the dynasty at this time, the Qing dynasty, is flawed. And Buddhism is flawed. And the reason he failed is not because of him. It's because this 3,000-year-old system has to go.
Ah.
It is sinful.
He needs blame. So he passed on.
It's on his fault. It's the system.
Exactly.
The whole system. It's the system.
He lives in a society.
Okay.
Right. Exactly.
So he calls his brother...
And so he believes
JC,
God is giving him a call and unlocking, you know, this, revealing this fatherhood of him. And he believes
But hold up, because like that is such a small thing. Where does he get this Christianity like pamphlet from?
The guy's passing him out in the village. Just like there's a missionary there who's preaching.
There's probably like a white guy,
just,
right?
It's a white guy who's just all about it. And
Harrison
he's,
Ford in Mosquito Coast.
And, you know, he's saying all these things of, you know, hey, the meek are going to be inheriting the earth. Or, you know, it doesn't matter. We're all equal in God's eyes. And this guy, who was a total failure 3 times, likes the idea of, oh, we're all equal. It's not my fault.
I'm abandoning my son.
Right. Exactly. So he starts to really interpret this as... the system failed, not him.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And this is a calling from God.
Okay.
To create a new heavenly kingdom in China.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, it's... We're gonna...
That's intense.
We're going off.
That's a long way to go from like...
Oh, it's full rockets blasting.
Yeah, now. I like this Bible thing to we need a whole new kingdom.
Yeah, we have loaded the spaceships with the rocket fuel. Mm-hmm. We are ready to blast off here. And China's not looking so good historically at this point. They have just lost a war with Great Britain, the Opium War.
Mm-hmm.
yes.
Of course they're going to lose it. Can't beat opium.
And long story opium short, undefeated. I will probably do a whole segment on this later on. Mm-hmm. But Basically, Britain attacks China because China doesn't want to sell Britain's opium.
They don't want to sell it to Britain.
They don't want to sell the opium. Britain is British.
The British opium.
They say, look, we don't want your heroin in our country.
Yeah.
We like our own heroin.
We have our own.
So they attack China and force them to open their borders.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Sell our drugs in your country.
Exactly.
Sell our smack.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's very,
You know that
very big pharma of them.
Yeah, you know that time when the Mexicans came across the border with all those armored cars and everything.
Yeah,
it's like, pretty much.
It's like all you Americans, you must buy. And we're like, no,
you're gonna buy this. Yeah.
No, okay, if you insist, then I'll take a couple of keys.
Right. So that's a great story in its own self, though. The opium wars.
Future episode. What are the opium wars?
The opium wars.
Awesome.
So they just lost that big one.
Okay.
So everyone's starting to worry about the strength of the Qing dynasty in the first place. So that's where it's opportunity right there. People are having doubts because the war, they spent a lot of money. And with the Chinese system of merit, how it goes, when there's low money, the rich people suffer last.
Okay.
The poor people are going to be suffering first. They got to pay for the war, essentially.
I mean, sounds accurate.
It's like a filtration system.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Hong's a good speaker. If he's got one thing going for him, he's a good speaker and a passionate speaker.
Mm. Okay. Wow, that's so rare.
Right. So he's going in there, and he's starting to convert more and more Chinese commoners to Christianity and promising this grand kingdom where we'll all be equal in the eyes of God.
The Joe Osteen of China.
He's starting to build it. He's starting to build it. And they eventually, in 1850, he gets enough followers and they capture the city of Taiping.
Wait, what?
They capture the whole city.
With the, under, like, violence, with force?
Yeah. They overthrow the officers. They throw out the ministers.
Beat them with Bibles and pamphlets.
Oh, and he creates the Great Heavenly Kingdom. He calls it the Great Heavenly Kingdom.
Okay.
It's Taiping.
Taiping.
Yeah. Now, in history, it's called the Taiping Rebellion.
Okay.
It lasts in 1850 to about 1864.
14 years?
Yeah.
14 years fighting or 14 years him conquering?
Like, 14 years of him holding Taiping.
Yo!
Before someone came and finally kicked them out?
Before they finally lose this rebellion.
14 years.
Well, China was in such disarray, they couldn't even get their armies together to do this. Because not only are they getting beaten by the British, and they've lost a lot, but they're trying to still keep off the Japanese, who are really hungry to get back in there. Mm-hmm. The Russians are starting to advance south. They want Korea. So China's got so many enemies everywhere that it's really hard to organize a proper army to get rid of these rebels.
They're like a goddamn anthill.
Right.
Like you kick an anthill, they just spread all over the place, just scrambling.
Taking all their problems with them.
Yeah.
So this is like 150, 200 years ago? You said like 1800s?
Yeah, 1850. Yeah.
Wow. So that's pretty... That's fairly recent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's he's got this whole following. He forms this whole heavenly kingdom.
And people still buy it.
And he establishes rules of the heavenly kingdom. He ends polygamy, which was popular for the Chinese warlords.
Wow, really? Well, for the warlords. Yeah, that makes sense.
For anyone, yeah. He wants to end polygamy. He ends...
Wait, you can have polygamy as a poor person?
No. You had to be able to afford the wives. You got to upkeep them, you know? Mm-hmm. He ends gambling. He ends drinking. It's a whole... It's a totally Christian kingdom.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, there's equality. Everyone gets a say. Everyone's equal. Mm-hmm. But he ends all of the...
except for him. He's equal more than most.
Of course.
Because he set all the rules.
Him and his son are very equal.
And I'm pretty sure the tithes are you know, he gets that 10%.
The tithing? Oh, yeah. Right. I gotta get that 10%.
So he gets rid of a lot of the Chinese practices, but he gets rid of a lot of like Western vices as well. So it becomes a very Christian
state. More opium.
Right. We get the town of Footloose, basically, in Chinese.
Oof. Oh, John Lithgow is running this joint.
John Lithgow as Hong Su Quan here.
And it's just in the Great Heavenly Kingdom, just in the city?
And the surrounding areas, too. Like the city-state of Taiping.
Okay. John Lithgow's still alive?
Yes.
He is alive. Yeah, okay, thank you.
He was just in the Bombshell movie. Where he played
Right. That's right. He plays, what's his
Roger
face?
Roger Ailes.
Yeah. Oh, that's him?
Yeah.
With a ton of makeup. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
He's such a good actor. He doesn't get enough credit.
He's fantastic.
He's so good.
Yeah.
Harry and Henderson. He
there you go. So for the longest time, China cannot dislodge this guy because they're so busy with everything else. And Europe, They just sit and wait. They're just watching the whole drama unfold. And they don't want the Taiping to win, but at the same time, they're not going to help the Qing stop the Taiping. Hmm. They're just going to let them do their thing.
Okay.
And they let it go on for about, I would say, 4 to 6 years until 1856. And then Europe says, all right, I think that's good. Let's get involved. And so they start the Second Opium War. You attack the Qing dynasty again.
You say Europe. Who does in Europe? Like
Britain, Britain, French. Uh-huh. Britain and France get together.
So they two got together like, we're selling our opium in China.
Right.
The French, the French said, hey, I got opium.
We got opium too, exactly. Yeah. We
gotta come sell on, I stuff. Got a guy. I got a guy who can sell it.
And that was actually the problem was that they were letting the British sell their opium, but then they were like, no, no, no French. And Britain's like, yeah, I don't think that's not what you were supposed to say. Wow. And so they go in and beat him up so the French could sell
what do you mean, no opium?
Crazy.
So that's one of the reasons why the Taiping Rebellion lasts as long as it does.
Wow.
It's because the Qing Dynasty just can't get themselves together.
They're getting themselves invaded.
But they just smacked up on opium. If you get them nice and saucy down on opium.
If they're not fighting foreign hordes, they're fighting the drugs coming into their country.
So that's they're crazy. Like, man. Yeah. And now, what's the big deal about this opium?
Then I they finally understand the GOP. I get it. Okay. It all makes sense.
And you gotta think, this guy who said he was the brother of Jesus, it's going on like year 10. No one's touched him yet.
Well, here's the thing. If they hear that in Europe, they got this guy thinks he's the brother of Jesus. This guy surely is on opium. That's our guy.
Right, exactly.
That's crazy. But he's not, though. That's the thing. He's probably super. Thing. Well, is he, or is he, do you know, maybe, is he one of these leaders who enforces all these rules? And behind the scenes, he's like Hitler doing all the meth.
Not Hong, actually.
Okay.
To be fair with Hong at that point, yeah, he actually is pretty strict with himself. All right,
okay.
But I think it's because he's in such delusion. He doesn't have the brain power to be hypocritical. Mm-hmm. I think that's the problem.
He's saying it way too straightforward.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Like okay. He's.
He had a wife?
Does yeah, he does, because he has a son. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So he does have take a wife. But yeah, he's basically.
Did he have a concubine?
No, it's not allowed. No polygamy.
I mean,
Jim like I told you, he's
that's fine.
He's Buzz Lightyear set on hero mode.
Okay, he just won't break.
He doesn't understand it. Yeah,
because I was going with Crespo's thing about you know how maybe Jim too. Baker was
happens
like
all the time,
and,
right?
And all these, I'm sorry, I sinned.
Mm-hmm. Happens all the time.
Nah, he was straight arrow the entire time.
Yeah,
I think that's worse. Then that
he's totally nuts.
He's really into it, and he's making sure everyone's following along.
Right?
Yeah,
it's even worse.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good old Hong.
So eventually, though, the Second Opium War ends.
Okay.
And finally, the Qing Dynasty is able to get their army together. And they start taking a little bit of land back around Taiping. Mm-hmm. All right. And so we get to the end of our Taiping Rebellion story here. They're surrounded. And Crespo, if you could end the ending of Hong.
What happens to Hong?
Well. City is surrounded and food is getting scarce in the city of Taipei.
Oh.
And he prays to God to bring food to his people.
Oh no. Wrong number.
And the next week in his courtyard spring bountiful and bountiful mushrooms. And he says it is a gift from the Lord.
Oh God, this is hilarious.
He dies hilarious. From poison mushrooms. Wow. He dies from eating poison mushrooms.
God gave him a way out.
Yeah.
God gave him a way out.
Mm-hmm.
Ended his suffering.
Did anybody else eat the mushrooms?
I think maybe an advisor or so, but for the most part, we know that he's definitely the one who eats the mushrooms and dies.
So he didn't Jim Jones Kool-Aid everybody.
No,
not on purpose anyway.
And he didn't do the purple sneakers at like those guys.
Right.
The hellbop.
The guys that were going to heaven on a spaceship.
Yeah, the Heaven's Gate people.
Right.
On the hellbop comic.
Yes.
Hellbop?
Hellbop
comic. That's the name of the...
Yeah, they were going to go in the tail of the comet in the hellbop.
And so when he dies, it's like the spell is gone. All the people in Taiping are like, what the F are we doing?
Wow.
And they just start leaving. They break away and everything.
Like,
and it just,
yo, God.
Wow, really?
God just killed
No, his half son. What is he gonna do with us?
No one dares to.
I'm hungry.
No one dares to take in the empty spot.
Right, exactly. Nobody did, really. It just it crumbled by 1864. It's over, the whole Taiping thing.
That's so funny.
Qing army is like, come. We got some Tao books or whatever. They're getting ready to invade. Whatever you like.
Exactly.
So they're getting ready to invade and do all this stuff. The guy just eats a mushroom, dies. And they're like, oh, I guess that's it.
That's it, man. Like, whatever. Wow. You know, it's like when, like in movies, you kill the final boss, the army just goes home afterwards.
Yeah.
You kill the emperor, the fleet just dissipates.
Cut the head.
The whole body falls. That's the end of the Taiping Rebellion.
That's crazy.
Wow.
And the end of Huang Zhikang.
Mm-hmm. But Hong took over he had any examples of violence that how he took over? It's weird. He just took over this place.
I mean, no, it's a violent takeover. He executes ministers and everything. What He's got his, a small
what
army.
Was, what was his preference in execution? Just
I think beheadings were the popular thing to do at this time. It was very quick, very nice gets to the point. Yeah,
you can crucifixions or anything like that. You would think
that's for torture and stuff.
Yeah, and you can use the heads as warning symbols later on and everything. You do a big pile of heads that warns.
I'm just figuring he's the half brother and he knows.
Yeah,
and just be like, yo, this is how I'm gonna.
Well, that's another thing too, right? It's like Spanish Inquisition or Crusades. Mm-hmm. People have used their religious beliefs to justify violence.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they can walk in and be like, oh, you guys are not Christians. We kill you, take over, and now we're Christians.
No, but mm-hmm. I am.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, no, you win. You're good then.
You're good. Okay, good.
You can work for us.
Oh, I thought he was going to ask questions.
Yeah, a quiz. Oh, no.
No.
He ain't asking quizzes. He failed 3 times. He's like, no quizzes.
No tests are bad. Yeah, no homework, no tests. It's like no homework policy that got everybody.
Homework does stink, though.
Right. So, well, ladies and gentlemen, that's the story of our heavenly kingdom.
Wow.
Next time...
Jesus is that brother.
Next time you're at your favorite Chinese restaurant, try the mushrooms.
Don't try the mushrooms.
Jesus mushrooms.
Yeah. I never eat the mushrooms at a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
Never had a piece of mushroom.
You're a regular Hong.
Avoided.
Zi Quan.
Zhou Jiao Quan.
Zhou Quan. So,
yeah. How do you say it again?
Hong Zhou Quan.
Zhou Quan.
Zhou Quan.
It's Ziu. It's a Zhou Quan. Yeah.
Zhou.
Zhou.
Mm-hmm.
Quan.
So, it's a different thing there. So.
Is he still
alive? You were going to ask if he's still alive. I know you were going to ask that. Well, Pedro.
There is a statue of him in China, in Taiping.
Really?
Yes. The Christian Chinese still see him as this great defiance against an evil Qing dynasty.
Wow.
So there actually is a statue of Hong.
Wow, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him.
Yeah, exactly.
A little bit of a legacy.
Right.
And the Japanese just mock them by creating a little character that pretty much survives eating mushrooms and gets his powers from mushrooms.
Yes. Just
mocking.
Mario is just making fun of Chinese
That's
people.
What Japanese. Look what these Japanese mushrooms do.
Yeah. So make sure you follow us everywhere that Half True Histories is around. Half True History on Facebook, Half True History on Twitter, Half True Histories on Instagram there. And make sure, of course, you're following all of the PFT friends and families out there.
Yep. Cinema Crespedizos, Chico's Brain, The Mayor Scale, Scotch and Good Conversations, Summon Time Trivia, Tidbits, The Offcuts. Big Tim Murphy whenever he decides to do it. Lima Criteria when we get a chance. PFT Media stands for quality.
That's right. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's been Pedro Lima and Dan P. signing off.
Peace.
A PFT Media production.